comes, of course, from listeners. Thank you so much for your generous contributions. We also receive support from Terwilliger Plaza, independent and assisted living for seniors 62 plus, offering move-in ready apartment homes with no wait list in Southwest Portland. A community of environmentally conscious and civically minded individuals. You can RSVP to an upcoming event or schedule a tour at terwilligerplaza.com. Is that more of Joe in the background?
A little more Joe.
Nice. Oh, more Capriel Suite, too.
Yeah. You're not fooling around.
I love it. Not quite as thrashy as the last one, but still admirable.
Still definitely metal.
Again, the email address to get in touch with Warren and...
and
me.
You.
I always have to stop and think, is it I or is it me? Warren and me, happy at allclassical.org. First Friday of every month, you get this nonsense here on Friday Happy Hour. And this being the February edition of Friday Happy Hour, we have the occasion to celebrate an African-American composer for Black History Month. His name is Phil Moore.
That's
and
right.
Warren, I'm going to rely on you to tell us more about this genius of a human.
Well, this came up during some research I did for an episode of The Score that I guest hosted a couple of years back. I came across a reference to Phil Moore, who, it turns out, was born in Portland. He was orphaned and then was adopted by a middle-class Black couple. His father ran an athletic club at the Golden West Hotel. The building is still there Broadway and Everett. It was really the center of the African-American business community at the time. The first hotel west of the Mississippi that accepted Black guests.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, Phil was born here, showed an interest in music early on, and actually performed with the Portland Youth Philharmonic.
Really?
Yeah, and took piano lessons with Edgar Corson, who was one of their conductors.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I guess he performed a piano concerto with PYP.
Wow.
At around the age of 10
Whoa.
Or so. Yeah. Very gifted, but apparently he went through that experience and decided classical music wasn't for him.
Huh.
But clearly there was a lot of classical music in what he knew and what he did.
Yeah.
So, I guess 1929 stock market crash, the family's fortunes are hit. They go to Seattle and, Phil performs there, eventually makes his way to Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Where he becomes one of the first Black arrangers put on a contract by one of the major studios. He worked on a bunch of films. I think worked on Disney's Dumbo and some other films.
Interesting.
Yeah. From there, he was always working as a band leader at the same time. So around this time, he penned a big hit.
Yeah.
For the Andrews Sisters. I want to hear a little of that?
Yes, please. I love the Andrews Sisters.
Shoo, 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 baby.
Oh, I love this one.
Yeah.
Phil Moore wrote
shoo,
this?
Shoo, shoo, mm-hmm. shoo, baby.
It's a Phil Moore composition.
Ba, 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 baby. Da, da, your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby.
Yeah, so that also appeared in the 1944 film Three Cheers for the Boys, Sam. Yeah. From there, Phil Moore made his way eventually back to New York. He was the first Black talent director for CBS Radio, continued to work as a band leader and doing arranging and composing for film and television projects. He was also the music director of The Mildred Bailey Show.
Oh. I love her too.
Well, I found out Mildred Bailey is actually from Spokane.
Wow.
So a Northwest connection there. And Gerald McBoing-Boing, which is just fun to say.
Wait.
Do you remember Gerald McBoing-Boing?
You're saying Gerald?
McBoing-Boing. It was a show.
No, I
anyway.
Don't know what that is. But say it one more time for me.
Gerald McBoing-Boing.
Thank you.
Anyway. So later his work turned to being a talent coach. and had a big impact on the film industry that way. Through some of his clients, he created this organization called For Singers Only, which is basically a talent grooming agency, getting people ready for auditions and things like that. But some of his clients include Dorothy Dandridge,
wow.
Lena Horne,
come on,
and Marilyn Monroe.
Why have we not heard more from
this
guy?
Indeed, we should hear a lot more. Phil Moore.
Moore, P-H-I-L-M-O-O-R-E.
So throughout the years, he continued to write and perform music, and I thought it would be fun to listen to a track from an album from the mid-1950s, which showcases, I think, his jazz chops, his general kind of like, there's a weirdness to it, and also something definitely classical about it. It's a piece called Fugue for Barroom Piano.
And you can hear that barroom piano kind of slightly off key.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a cool piece.
It's essentially sort of a prepared piano for maybe classical music heads,
makes sense.
I think. On this particular track, to get, I guess, what he wanted, he hired another pianist. Phil was a fine pianist himself, but he hired a guy named Calvin Jackson. And so here, let's take a listen to Fugue for Barroom Piano by Phil Moore, performed by the Phil Moore Orchestra.
And where else are you gonna hear stuff like this but Friday Happy Hour?